Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Very nice to see you.
Nice to see you as well.
Feel like I haven't seen you in ages.
That's because you haven't.
We're all hostages to this pandemic.
Yes. But you look well. You have that glow. Oh, you look good.
Yeah, glow, sweat, because I'm hot. But you look amazing. Your hair looks beautiful. How are you?
I'm good. I am good. I am going through this like everybody else, you know, trying to stay safe, trying to stay warm. But
and are you working from home? Working from home, or are you going into the office at all?
I'm working from home. I go into the office when we need to film something for, let's say, a donor event or something like that. But for the most part, I try to stay far away from there as possible until we get our plans, you know, for, you know, really reopening. So. Yeah.
Because those of us of a darker hue seem to be disproportionately affected by this pandemic. So be safe.
Yes.
How's your boyfriend? Let me ask about him. How's he doing?
Demetrius is good. He actually has to go into work. He's been going in Monday through Friday. His boss usually let him come home some days and say, okay, we'll take a 3-day weekend and work from home on a Friday just to get some time away. But
he's an engineer or scientist of some sort.
Mm-hmm. He is an engineer. He's a civil engineer. So he's dealing with a lot of these designs, but the design work don't stop. So that's the good part. And it's like 12 of them in the office and they're pretty spread out. So come home, put the stuff in the washer, leave the shoes at the door.
Yes, that's everybody's routine, right? How are your people in Florida?
They are good. They are just living it up in the warm city, I'll say that. But staying safe. Mom is working from home. Dad's working from home. So that's a good blessing there. So for the most part, I mean, my little sister's she's still at FAMU. She's doing her classes online. So everyone is working from home, trying to adjust with Zoom. And it's different, but we're thankful that we're able to still see each other and feel like it's in real time. You know, it is. So,
yeah. You know, you gather with people on Zoom, and I don't know how often y'all gather, but you do it, and you know, thank God we're able to do that. Yeah. It's exhausting, but you know, you do what you got to do to stay safe. So, especially in Florida. You know,
yes, trying to stay away from down there, you know, because it's tempting.
I know. I was like, that girl gonna haul her little behind down there. I'm gonna have to stop her at the border.
No, not with my mom. Mm-mm.
Like, no, girl, you're not coming here. You're gonna stay right there where you can be safe and we can be safe and everybody can be safe. So, So you should be excited. 2 years in International Women's Day, the strength within me. Celebration. You should be very proud.
I am so excited. I'm so proud. I'm thrilled. I'm excited for where we've come in New Haven too with celebrating this, you know.
And
I'm excited. I'm really excited that this is our second year, but that we are impacting so many folks in this community and outside of this community. Like, I'm excited that the community is excited. This is a different time. We went through some different folks in office and it was challenging, but I will say, you know, we did not give up. We aren't giving up and we're still thriving. We're celebrating. And yes, it's just amazing. Yes. And you actually came to the first Strength Within Me that we had.
That's what I talked about this morning. I was like, I was the first one on that stage, right? When you gathered these women. It's funny. I've been the first for a lot of things. I like being first. Like when people call me up, I'm like, okay, yes, I'll do it. Plus, I really liked you. So I would have done just about anything you would have said. And I didn't know what to expect. I was like, all right, she's going to gather some women. What are we going to do? But it turned out to be so moving and so powerful. And you know what I was struck by is how many people didn't realize that that theater existed that way. Like, people didn't even know that first of all, there was a theater over there.
Yes.
Second of all, that it had that kind of space. And third of all, that they were even interested in celebrating Black women. So.
Yes, yes. And hearing their stories, hearing the stories. And yes, I really can agree on that. So many people get lost trying to get in our area because we're in the terminal. But when you find it, I mean, you're there. And I'm thankful that Long Wharf is making space for folks to share their stories and celebrate and come together in community, because that's what it's about.
Yes, and so, this is really just an extension of storytelling, right? To celebrate these women, because they all have a different story. And you're not just saying, you know, you didn't just pull women that everybody's already celebrating, right? Like the usual political people and you are really pulling community people.
Yeah, you got some hidden gems.
I mean, really, community people who are in the trenches, you know, who don't get the recognition often. And so it's really nice to sort of see these stories and hear these women. You know, like the next time you did it, my friend Ife, I came when she got up there and with another group of women. And it was just wonderful to sort of see the intersectionality of all our stories, with New Haven being the foundation, and to do it in theater, which really is the heart of storytelling, to be in theater. So, so high five to you, my dear, for this vision.
Thank
you. So, you got 1 year under your belt.
Yes.
What's the plan for this year? Because I believe the theme is, what is it, challenge?
So the theme this year is choose to challenge.
Yes.
And I love that, because when we think of choose to challenge, so many things come to mind. But honestly, I would say these ladies are going to pledge their commitment to choose to challenge. And they're addressing inequality. They're calling out bias. I would say they're questioning stereotypes, addressing all forms of gender equality. And so they will discuss how they combine theory with practice with a focus on the community. And I will tell you, some of our panelists are just, they're all just always amazing and so poised, but I would have so much poise. But I would say that this year it's special because we're choosing to challenge some real sticky stuff, I would say. And a lot of folks have a hard time being able to challenge that, you know? And so I'm so happy that we have these three ladies to be on our panel, and I'll tell you who they are. We have Luciana McClure.
Oh, she Luciana McClure.
Yes.
Her children,
yes.
her fiance or boyfriend.
She's amazing.
I love her.
Yes, and so for those
too. When you see,
what'd you say?
When you see a teller, you hope it has a t-shirt.
Okay. Yes, I love Luciana.
I love her. She's my bourbon buddy. We sit and drink a little bourbon together.
Oh, I love that. You know, she actually had her own Nasty Women Connecticut, which she is the curator for Connecticut. And so she actually had an International Women's Day event last year. And so she could not connect with us. She could not participate, but she is thrilled. She is down. She is participating with us this year. And she definitely has some stuff that I would say that a lot of folks in New Haven will be appreciative to hear. Feel like they'll leave feeling empowered and able to, you know, feel like they're able to choose the challenge when they walk away from here. But she is a community organizer. She is an educator. She is practicing artist.
Practicing artist.
Oh yeah, but she's just amazing. And Nasty Women Movement in Connecticut is just brilliant. We've had her come to Long Wharf Theater several times to participate with us in other things, and Strength Within Me was never one of them. And I love that she is excited to participate in this, speak to the community, and also join this group of women that we have that always participate and watch this every time. Yeah. So, and this is our fourth one. We also have Lara Elrich. She is the former, she worked at several theaters, I would say, but she's a fictional author. And I love that she writes. I love her writing. She's featured in several magazines and journals. And she's also the director of marketing and communications for the International Festival of Arts and Ideas. Mm-hmm. She is amazing. She's a family woman as well, but she loves to connect with her community, and she also empowers so many women. And so I think she is amazing to be on this panel as well. And then last we have Nzema Hutchings. She's amazing as well. All these women are phenomenal. Nzema is a special gem. She's coming from Hartford, Connecticut. But she is, because we spoke about Ife. Ife's the curator of the
She has a book out. She has a book out. Yeah. I have it right
every here. Every kind of lady.
Yes.
Here yes. It is. I love that book. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so that one right there, that's actually, she's have over 20 other women in that book.
Yes, my friend Ife. My friend Ife has a couple of poems in here. One or two, I believe. Yes. At least two.
I gotta get my copy. I definitely did.
So yeah. Oh, this is great.
She is on the panel as well. We're, you know, connecting Nzema, her community with our community and bringing back some of that. But she is that curator for the Hartford's Lit Festival. And I'm so excited to hear from her, share her story, because we are celebrating women authors, inspiring success and challenging the worldviews. You know, I love the fact that we're connecting women creatives in our community.
Yes.
That's so important.
And I love that you're doing that, because this, I see the theme here. Like, this is a decidedly artistic theme. And I love that. And oftentimes women of color are left out of these kinds of conversations, right? Yes. Like, they're just never, you know, when they think women artists, they never think Black women first.
Right.
Or women color first, you know.
But to, like you said, you know, this goes back to the stage, you know. So the storytelling, it's how can you truly tell our stories if you've never heard our story or heard from us? So I think this is a great way of connecting our community back to our theater and back into the community. And so this is special. It's going to we'll drop this conversation on March 8th on International Women's Day.
Yeah,
you'll get a chance to watch it even afterwards, because the whole month of March is Women's History Month. So
it is,
definitely want to celebrate that and keep it going. And it's a Monday, so some folks may not can make it on the Monday, but you'll be able to see it. And this is something special to Long Wharf. Like I said, this is our second time doing this on International Women's Day, celebrating our women. And I hope that we're able to bring in more women, be able to celebrate more, because there's other stories. There's so many stories in our community. I always tell you that New Haven have so many hidden gems. It's unbelievable. And just when you tap into it and find them, you just can't stay away. So
I tell you what I love about you is that you're not from here and you just got here. Like, everybody is always trying to figure out how to get into community. Not you. You're like,
hey, I love the community.
Like, I'm in it. Like, you're just like, I'm here. Like, I sit at these tables where people are always like, well, how do we get into community? And I'm thinking to myself, I met Zaria in community. She ain't not nowhere from nobody's New Haven, nothing. And she said, I see her at all the community stuff. I see her talking to people. People know who you are.
But that's because this is a fun, family-friendly community. This community I would say this is a community that's for everybody. This is a community that you can find your seat. You can find you can find space, and they make space for you. And that's another thing that I'm thankful that I'm working with Longworth Theater, who's making space to amplify the women voices in our community.
Yes.
It's so important. So thank you. And just before I just want you to know too. So those of you who don't know, Long Wharf is also, we're doing what's called the lab. And our lab is the bomb. It's amazing. I can't wait. It's the second Friday of each month. And we want you to join us for curiosity, innovation, and creation in real time. And it brings joy to my heart, because it was not last Friday, the week before, we had some amazing panelists, and they were young, they were vibrant, and they told the real. And if you didn't get a chance to watch it, you should. It's on our YouTube page. Please check it out. And if you can, join us this Friday to catch this conversation that I cannot wait to embark on. We're just creating conversations and making spaces for everyone.
Now, is there a theme for Friday's conversation? Like, are they theme driven? Like, or like, how do you decide what to talk about?
Now, I don't want to misspeak, but they are, I would say these events will be curated by local and national artists.
Okay.
Who will be in residency at our theater in a month prior to their their event.
That's good, so that people should know this. Like, this is good information that people will know, so that people will be on the lookout for.
Yes, yes. And to stay in the loop of other things to come. Because I'm now excited to just learn more and watch out, because we had Swala and Isaac was our leaders last time, and I learned so much from them. Now I feel like I'm a little bit more in that community, you know. So
Is it Bloodworth?
Yes.
Love him. I haven't seen him in a good while, but I just love him. I know
those two, so much energy, and that's what I love. That's what the lab is, and it was fun. And I wish we had more time to just hear from them. And they brought other folks with them, and that's one thing about this community, you know, there's always somebody. You don't think you don't have time, or we can't make time for you, we don't have space for you. No, we'll make space for you, and we actually want to include you. So I just love that.
I think this is a good idea. So there's a lot of irons in the fire at Long Wharf Theater. And for pure transparency, I serve on the board of the Long Wharf Theater.
Yes.
And it is my absolute pleasure. But I didn't have Zaria here because I serve on the board. I have her here because I actually love what she's doing. I'm a fan of theater, and I'm a fan of what she does. And anybody that's celebrating International Women's Day, the way that she has been doing it over these last couple of years, has really gotten my attention and respect. I just love the women that you've highlighted. I really love them. Because these are voices that ought to be seen and heard and celebrated, really.
Yes.
And you've done that. So it's a pleasure to watch. You know, I'm looking forward to sitting and listening to these three women on this panel coming up, and see what they talk about and what they share. I mean, three very different and equally dynamic women.
Yes, and that's one of my missions always, you know, to bring different folks to the table, because we're all different, you know. We are all women, but we're different, and we can learn, we can grow, we can laugh, we can cry. And I just love that they are willing to do this, and so many others. I wish I could make space for, I wish we could have 1,000 panelists, you know, come on here. But again, we have to start somewhere. And this is just year two, but I'm excited to see where this goes. We've also reached out to several artists, community leaders, organizations to participate in a video that we will release on March 1st. And I'm so excited. And it's basically folks out of Connecticut, New Haven, Connecticut, specifically the greater New Haven area, choosing the challenge and calling out, like I said, bias.
Oh, that's right. I was supposed to do that, and I didn't get a chance to do it.
Listen, you always choosing the challenge, and we love you for that. So and that's another thing. We get some different faces. We get to see some folks that we don't normally get a chance
that's
to see.
Right.
We see their names, but we never saw their faces, you know?
That's right.
So
that's
hopefully
right.
This video will inspire others to choose the challenge. Keep this going. Keep this energy going, because it doesn't stop here. You know, it didn't start here, and it don't stop here, you know? So I'm excited that New Haven is doing this long work.
So it sounds like to me, Zaria, that now, this pandemic didn't really put too much of a cramp in your style. I mean, it shut you down on some levels, but you just pivoted and just like said, you know what? Okay, we could do this. So talk about
when you're down, you sit
about
down.
How you are not daunted by the pandemic, that you are really using the tools that you have to continue to, you know, elevate and uplift. I mean, it's an amazing sort of thing.
Thank you. Thank you. My mom always told me, you know, when you feel down, you know, and you feel like you can't get up, that's the time when you tell yourself, no, get up, you know, don't get stiff, you know, and try to stretch that mind. But we're all in this together. And I think that's what I'm trying to remember. And I remind myself every day that we're all in this together, you know, so just try to make the best out of what you can. This is the situation. So let's try to make some solutions. Let's try to thrive. Let's hold on to that strength. Let's push through. And I see that this community is doing that. Even you have so how many guests you have in a month? I can't keep track, but you're steady making spaces for folks and to make sure that other folks pick it up and know what's going on. You're definitely a girl in this community. And I think you could. Seriously, I don't know one person that don't know Babs here in this community. That's a good thing. But you said, you're kind. On our board here at Long Wharf, and it's, you know, you're actually using your voice. You don't just stay there and you don't just not, you know, use your voice, and you make sure you're helping this community. You're helping the folks that's trying to make a difference, and you are making a difference. So again, thank you. Thank you for your platform, always making space for me to come back and share this with the community, because I definitely love this community, and I'm thankful that y'all have opened your doors to me. So,
mm-hmm. So how can people tap into this event? Like, what's the date? How do we do it? Tell us where to go.
Yes.
When to go.
Yes. So, again, this is Long Wharf Theater. You can register to watch our celebration for International Women's Day, Strength Within Me discussion. You can go on our website. You can watch it all day, all month, starting March 8th. You can go on our YouTube page and watch it as well. But what I will do here is share out a link on our Facebook, our Instagram, our Twitter, our LinkedIn. We'll have a registration everywhere for folks to be able to connect with us, to watch this, and hopefully be able to walk away feeling like you're able to choose to challenge some of these issues, if not all of these issues. And so, I'll make sure to send it to you so you have it on your page, but I'll make
absolutely.
Sure that it's absolutely going to be on our Facebook, Instagram, our Twitter. We'll have a registration link. It'll be in our bio. You can go view it on our website. You can view it on YouTube. It'll live there. And you can also tap into some of the ladies that's going to be on this panel as well. They have some amazing, amazing social media handles as well. So you can look up Luciana, Nasty mm-hmm. Woman Connecticut. You can look up Enzima Hutchings. You can look up Arts and Ideas. Please check out Laura's book. She's just amazing. But thank you. Thank you. Yes. Every Kind of Lady and her sister's pages.
I just love this title so much. I had said that to Ife when I first saw it.
Yes.
I just like Every Kind of Lady and her sister's pages. I just love the title of this.
And
I
mean, it's affordable.
Yes, it's affordable. It is. It's very, I just love it. So, and it's a hefty book, like, and it's got a lot of different kinds of,
it's right. Every kind of lady,
yes.
Literally every kind of lady. I don't care what page you turn on. From what I saw, the one that I read, you know, it spoke to me. It's one of those ladies that I tap into. So I love that she helps you to tap into your inner self. On so many
yes.
levels, and so
yes.
many women in there that has written, and I can't wait to pick up my copy, but to also hear from Enzima. Her
yes.
story is amazing.
So do all the women, are they coming with their own, what they are about the theme? Are they coming with their own story around the theme, or can you share
all of the women have their own story. They will come sharing their own story, but they're also going to choose to challenge these, issues that we're talking about here, but they're going to share their story. And I'd love for them to share that because, like I said, there's women from all over and we all can learn from each other. And I definitely think their stories are inspiring. And I definitely know that they like to share their stories too.
I think you're right. I mean, I, I know them. Well, I know Luciana very well, and I know a little bit of her story. And then, you know, she has an incredible journey, you know.
Yes.
I mean, she's an immigrant and
from Brazil.
So she's, you know, and her sister is a talented artist in her own right as
yes.
well. You know, she's a bossa nova musician. So, I think people will find a lot of connection through these three very different women. And they will see a lot of connection. So I'm looking forward to it. And I love that I can go back and watch whenever I want to watch after March 8th. You know,
that's the good thing about Zoom. That's the good thing about this pandemic. We are able to watch stuff and catch it like you didn't miss it, for sure. Because we want you to catch these gems. Like I said, New Haven got hit in gems. So I don't want nobody to miss them. So you'll be able to catch it. We're celebrating Women's History Month, and this will kick it off, and you'll be able to tap into it all month long, for sure.
Oh, Zaria, thank you so much. Zaria.
Thank you.
Samuels, Long Wharf Theater. Thank you so much for coming on this morning and sharing the International Women's Day 2, the celebration that you all do over at the Long Wharf Theater. And so I know it's going to be a wonderful event. Hopefully next year we'll be able to gather once again in person, you know, because you always have a lovely catered affair and good music to boot. I mean, it's, you know, this is like one of the best little jazz brunch kind of things I've ever gone to. So
thank I'm hoping you. Yes.
Some point we'll be able to gather in spaces again. So, but thank you for coming on this morning. You're welcome here anytime you want. You
thank
know that.
You. Love you so much. Thank you so much for always taking space for the people. Thank you.
And I'll make sure I'll send all that stuff around on my Facebook page and all that. So don't worry. We'll get the word out and, you know, get the information to the people. So thank you, Zaria.
Thank you. All right.
See you around, my dear.
See you. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Woo! All right, y'all. So you can go to the Long Wharf Theater page and find the Strength Within Me this year's theme, Choose to Challenge. It's there. So you can feel free to go there and check it out. I believe there's some pictures from the last few events. The very first one that I was in and the second one that Ife was in. So yeah, go check it out.
the morning light, spinning to the wheels keep spinning, wheels keep spinning, wheels keep spinning to the morning light, spinning to the wheels keep spinning, wheels keep spinning, wheels keep spinning to the morning light, spinning to the wheels keep spinning, wheels keep spinning, wheels keep spinning to the morning light, spinning to the wheels keep spinning to the morning light.